here we are at the Alltech FEI World Equestrian Games. From your point of view, enjoying once again being at the heart of the sport.
Yeah, enjoying it and pinching oneself and thinking, my gosh, can it be 4 years on? Didn't we do this yesterday? Didn't you interview me yesterday? And, you know, what's gone on in those last 4 years? So, as I said recently on an interview this time, I think I'm much more relaxed because we know what to do. We've done it before. We've an experienced team who've basically lived here for a long time, for months and months, and in some cases years. So I'm delighted to be at the heart of it. And when you look around, you see the weather. I mean, the weather's been spectacular. And the weather here is a bit like the weather in Ireland. It could be brutal, but it hasn't been brutal. It's not brutal. So very pleased so far, very
and
pleased.
Obviously, it is a big event, but you're not doing it necessarily all, because there is a commercial side to it, and that is important, because sponsorships, you know, it can't be necessarily just on a whim and a prayer. The sheer scale of this means something for Alltech as a company, that what you want to get out of it.
It's interesting you asked that question. This morning I was interviewed by another company, another group, and subsequently this guy came to me and said, well, why do you do this? And I said, if you want to get your team together, and it's all about getting your team together, you have to set them a task. And so we looked around the Alltech experience, and there was our team. Our team with 15, 20, 30 different languages, and our team all working together. Now, I would pay a fortune for these people to go on one of these bonding courses, and there would be no bonding like we had there. I'm the boss, I guess, and the boss then gets an opportunity to help clean up, and the boss gets an opportunity to help prepare. That's important in sponsorship, because it all has to pull together. The other thing that I found is you have to transcend the equine side, and you have to realize that come the night, people are interested in restaurants, of course, but they're also interested in music. And music is a huge connector. So my brother John put together the Alltech Festival. Now, think about it. It's Monday night, or maybe it was Tuesday night, I can't remember. It is raining cats and dogs. I mean, it is miserable. I called my brother and I said, John, because I was in Deauville at the time, what's it like? He said, there was about 10 of us here, he said. So I wouldn't bother coming, so I didn't go. What an idiot. Over 2,500, 3,000 people were in the rain, singing and dancing and hooting and hollering. That's what the games are all about. And when you realize that, yes, there's a commercial aspect to it, of course there's a commercial aspect to it. There's 100,000 Alltech signs just on the fences. I've counted them. I haven't counted them all, but I've counted the like over 5 meters, there's so many of those, and I multiplied it for the 10,000 meters of fencing that we've got. It's everywhere. I'm looking at you and I can see the branding. You're looking at me and you can probably see the branding. So how do you do that? You do that by having a wonderful team, and that's what FEI is about. They have a good team. They have a wonderful team, and we have a great team. And you give them a task, you support them, you encourage them, and then you get the heck out of the way.
Well, but the horse is king here, and presumably you love watching the sport as well. And we've already had some fabulous sport, whether it be the eventing, or whatever sport it is, some outstanding performances, which again, from looking on as a sponsor, must also be a very satisfying aspect.
Yes, it is. I mean, I grew up in Ireland, and growing up in Ireland, Sunday afternoon was quite simple. We watched show jumping, and it was quite simple. We didn't hoot and holler. Maybe we did, for people like Eddie Mack, and then we watched Harvey Smith in Great Britain and so forth. And on the very famous occasion where he wasn't selected and he went around with his victory signal, and of course the world then thought something else. And he said, wait a second, this is something that Churchill used. So what are you talking about? It's V for victory. And from there came a phrase, at least in Ireland, would be the Harvey Smith to you too. So I think that's our sport needs a hero.